Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for this day and each and every day that you give us, that you bless us with. And each day is today, your day. And it's today. Tomorrow's the future. Yesterday's the past. It's gone. Tomorrow we don't know what it holds. We may have plans. But you're with us in the present. And you're always present with us. Help us to be present with you too. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Please be seated. As I say, wasn't planned. Thought I'd just go down and talk to the children. Didn't have a microphone, that was great, because I wanted to talk to them. Whereas now, I'm on a microphone, because I want to talk to everybody. Luke chapter 16. The parable of the shrewd manager. And in Luke chapter 16, what I read is the last verse says, "No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." This whole chapter is talking about money. A lot of people don't like it. Not that they don't like money. They don't like what this chapter says about money. They don't like the attitude that the Bible takes about money. And it's a real challenge to all of us. Because it's, what do you serve? What do you serve? And I didn't ask you, who did you serve? I asked, what do you serve? Now, am I saying that you're supposed to do without clothes and food? You're supposed to do without homes and everything? No. All of those things are needed. But let me ask you a question. Well, I'm going to ask a whole lot of questions. Possibly. Who do you work for? Who do you work for? And again, I'm not talking about your employer. Do you work for yourself, or do you work for God? And it's not a case of, hold on a minute, you're the minister. That's what you do. And in a sense, that's right. I do work for God. And in a very real way of what I'm asking, I definitely work for God. Now, I could answer the question in perhaps the way that many of you are thinking. And that is, I do work for God, but I'm employed by the Church of Ireland. But in all that I do, in everything that I do, to the best of my ability and before God, I work for Him. Who do you work for? After this sermon, we're going to have... I'll check, because sometimes it gets moved. What I was about to say may not be right. This morning it's right. Because sometimes it's the last hymn. But this morning, it is right. After this sermon, we're going to sing a hymn. And during the singing of that hymn, we're going to take an offering. How and when and how much do you decide to give to God? How and when and how much do you decide to give to God? And yes, I'm repeating myself. Because I said it in a particular way. What I didn't say was, how and when and how much do you decide to put in the plate? Unless, of course, everything that you put on the plate is everything that you give to God. Because for me personally, that's not true. Because I give to God, some of it goes on the plate, and some of it goes to other people and organizations, as God has laid on my heart to give. And that changes. That changes. It changes because I met with a man on Friday night. And there's a ministry that he's involved in. And just from meeting him, I got his bank details of the organization, so that I can give into that organization. And what I'm going to give into that organization is over and above what I already give. It's not about rejiggling all of that I give. It's about giving over and above. Because of what God has said to me. Now that's me, that's personal, and I'm not asking you. And yet at the same time I am asking you, because I'm asking you to examine your own heart. And fundamentally where it's all coming from is what it is saying here in Luke chapter 16. Do you love money? Or do you love God? You see, a lot of people, now it depends on when you get paid, and for some people they get paid weekly, some people get paid monthly, and some people, I don't know whether it's still in January that a single form payment comes in. Don't know, but I don't know when farmers get paid, I don't know how that works. And I'm looking at one farmer and he's just looking straight through me and ignoring me, so that's fine. I don't know how it works, but there was another man that I looked at this morning and he went like that there as in don't come to me, but that was just before I went down the back to talk to the children. And the only reason that I was looking down there, I have to do this because the microphone's here. The only reason I was doing that there is because I wanted to check if there were any children down there. Because when I'm standing there, I can't see where all the children are. And I was just checking that there are no children down there. But he was thinking, because we have a joke most Sunday mornings when he comes in, just idle banter, chat, hello, how are you? And he was thinking I was going to ask him to do something. So he's feeling safe right now. But who do you serve? God or money? And it's very easy. You can go, oh, I serve God. But it's dead easy to prove. Because whether you get paid weekly, or you get paid monthly, or you get paid whenever you're in sales, or however that works, and through the money that comes in, and again, this is a different one, so I'll just play with this one for a little while because it includes businessmen and women as well as farmers. And that is, do you give to God on the gross or do you give to God on the net? And there's different opinions on that. Now, not everybody will have understood what I just said. But essentially, let me put it like this. If you receive £10,000 for a sale, but you only make £1,000 profit, does God get £1,000 or does he get £100? Because one is based on the gross and the other is based on the net. And as I say, there's divided opinions on that. But the fundamental opinion on that is not which is right, but where's your heart? Not which is right or correct, but where's your heart? And when I say where your heart is, but which do you serve? Because if you serve God, then you know that the money that's coming in is coming in from him, even though it's coming through the hands of people. And you will know that you can't outgive God. You will know that no matter what you give, God will multiply back to you. See, there's another verse in Luke. That's earlier on in Luke. And it's Luke 6:38, and it says this: Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Now if you read it in the King James Version, because the NIV doesn't give it the fullness, in the King James Version it says, Given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall man give into your bosom. And the point is that God motivates men and women, people, to give. A bit like what I was sharing about Friday night in meeting about somebody who has a ministry and that I now want to give into. Because God blesses people through people. But we need to be people that have ears to hear and a heart to be open to God to be able to do that. And a lot of that depends on who your God is. Because if your God's money, it's, I can't afford to do that. I need this money. You don't know the bills that I've got to pay. You don't know the things that I've got to do. You don't understand that I've got to feed my children and clothe them and blah, 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 blah. And that's true. But Matthew chapter 6 teaches us about that. Because it talks about how God gives. And can you hopefully see that there's many chapters that I'm talking about that all have to do with money. Money actually applies in the Bible far more than many other subjects. Many other subjects. Money applies. In Matthew chapter 6, it tells us, do not worry about what you're doing and do not worry about how you're going to feed. Does God not look after you? Look at the birds of the air. Look at the lilies of the field. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That's a promise of God. God has promised that if you'll put him first, he'll bless you. He'll bless you. So be at the end of the week or the end of the month or whenever the bills, or not the bills, whenever the pay has come in, do you sit down at that point and decide what you're giving God first? Or do you pay off all your bills that are necessary? And whatever's left out of that, you give God. Because if you do the first, then God is your God. If you do the second, then money is your God. Because believe it or not, I still have bills to pay and things to do and all the rest of it. But I know that ever since I started tithing and giving unto the Lord and seeking Him first, my life's been blessed, mightily blessed. And I know that this church is blessed because I'm blessed. But we can grow in that whenever we embrace that for ourselves and we put God first and not money first. So Luke 16 and verse 13. No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And then if we go back a wee bit, verse 10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. And in verse 11, so if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you your property of your own? And what all of that is talking about is money. And it requires the least amount of faith to trust God with money. It requires so much more faith to trust God with everything else. And so when people come to me and they say, oh, I believe in God and I'm trusting Him, sometimes I'll say, how's your giving? And they get offended. Or somebody who's trying to get healed. How's your giving? What? What's that got to do with it? Well, you see, if you can't trust God with your money, how do you expect to trust God with your health? Because trusting God with your health comes higher up in the kingdom of God than trusting God with your money. And is that always the case? Not necessarily. But if you want to find where most problems are going on in your life, it may be as to how much you give. And again, I'll go back again a bit, in that I'm not suggesting for a minute, and don't think for a minute, that I'm asking you to increase what you give here. That's not what I'm saying. Here is one of the places you give. But it may not be the only place. And I know for certain that if you hear and are hearing from God, He will show you exactly where He wants you to give. And whenever we buy into that, whenever we get the revelation of that and learn from Him and follow God, He will bless us in so many ways you'll not be able to have room to hold it. So, who is your God? God? Or money? Which do you serve? God or money? And all you have to do is look at your bank balance and that will tell you. And it's not, again, the amount of money you have. It's how much you give. It's when you give. the reason why you give. Let's pray. We sing a hymn, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee." That's a personal choice and a personal decision. Lord, I want to follow You and I want to serve You. That's a personal choice and a decision. And when we make those kind of choices and decisions, God challenges us from the inside out. Because our bodies become and are temples of the Holy Spirit wherein He dwells. And we hear His voice challenging us to trust Him. And when we read the Bible, we get this sense of Jesus' value of money. When He was in the temple, there was a man emptying from his coffers probably the equivalent of thousands and thousands of pounds. But yet Jesus saw the old woman who gave two mites, everything that she had, because her God was not the money. Her God was God. And Jesus declared that she would be the one and was the one who would be more blessed. Help us, Lord, to examine our own hearts, to really look at our own lives, to ask the question, Lord, are You really my Lord and my God? Or am I deceiving myself? Because I can't serve You and serve money together. Help me to be honest with myself and honest with You, Lord. And help me to make the right choice for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.